Hello, beautiful souls. It's Julie, and we have a very special episode for you today, which we're about to dive into. But I wanted to let you know first that Autumn and I, in today's episode, we're talking all about energy healing. And actually, as we were recording this episode, it was such a beautiful thing to come out so that people really understand what Reiki energy healing is, how angel Reiki is different, why it's different to really bring through angel messages, and how it helps people so much more to get those messages in order to really find complete whole healing within their lives. So if that's something that you're interested in, really tune into today's episode. And just know, if you stay on to the very end of the podcast, we're talking about how the Angel Reiki School is back in person, one time only, June 1st and June 2nd in Oak Brook, Illinois. I've seen a lot of Southwest Airlines has these great deals going on right now. So I hope that you can join us in person for the Angel Reiki School. It's everything that we're talking about today. And again, you have your Monday episode, you have your Thursday episode. So this is just a bonus episode, but it's so good if you're interested in energy healing, in possibly becoming a healer one day, in understanding how your own energy and your own healing works. I think it's going to bridge a lot together for you so that you understand more of how spirit is working through you to help humanity, what your purpose is. It's all in today's episode. I hope you enjoy. Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome back to the Angels and Awakening podcast. I'm your host and author, Julie Jancis. And friends, today I am joined with a person who works on my team. She is so special to me, Autumn Grimes, who is helping me with the in-person Angel Reiki School. Welcome to the show, Autumn.
Hi, Julie. Thank you so much for having me here. I am so excited and very grateful.
Yay! Autumn is a healer on our team, and she's also helping me with the in-person Angel Reiki School. Now, what I want to tell everybody before we dive in is just that this is a bonus episode. So we'll probably be airing this on a Tuesday or a Wednesday. You still have the podcast episode this week for Monday, which is our regular episode where we interview a spiritual expert. You're going to have your regular episode on Thursday where we share an angel story. This is because sometimes people in the comments are like, this is just marketing. This is just a bonus episode because there's so many people who email in every week who say, Julie, I'm so interested in the Angel Reiki School. I'm so interested in developing all of my spiritual gifts, but I want to understand more. This is for those folks. And so if you want to skip this episode and you're not interested in the Angel Reiki School, it's okay. You can skip forward. If you're a person who's just curious, what's it like to develop your spiritual gifts? Do you have spiritual gifts? There are a lot of people who have this deep-seated fear that I work with who say, I had one person say that going through the Angel Reiki School was scarier than having a baby because it was just, what if I don't have these gifts? But everybody has these gifts, and it is your soul that is this infinite source of consciousness, love. It has so many gifts, talents, skills, abilities that it wants to share with the world. And so it's not possible for you not to be able to develop your gifts because it's why you're here. And if you believe you're a soul first, you automatically believe that as well. And we'll dive deeper into that. But Autumn, welcome. I'm so excited for you to be here.
Yes, I am so excited as well. And everything that you said, I absolutely agree with. And I totally think that it also boils down to trusting yourself that you are capable of these things and deserving of these things.
Yeah, 100%. It's a way of just opening up your consciousness. Spirit was showing me this this morning. If you don't believe that you're able to do something, you won't go do it. But as soon as you just say, God, help me find a way. God, I want to develop my spiritual gifts. God, universe, source is going to come in and show you the way to develop your spiritual gifts. What I find a lot, And I know that this is true for me in my personal journey at the beginning, is that I really wanted to have my spiritual gifts work the exact same way that I saw healers on TV using their spiritual gifts. And it didn't, you know, it's different. What happens is when those people are recording, they're recording and they're the most lovely people and they do have the most wonderful, talented gifts and abilities. Otherwise, they wouldn't have the shows that they have. But the truth of the matter is that they record for 3 hours, sometimes 4 hours, 2 hours, and they take the best 7 minutes. Now, if you think about this and you go out to lunch with your friend, you can take the best 7 minutes, edit it, and make it into a great reel or something for TV. But the way that spiritual gifts work in real life is that it's not about entertaining people on TV. It's about an individual that you're working with. It's about their heart. It's about their life. It's about how they're connecting with their family, their purpose, themselves, and how they're really truly living. And that work looks a lot different when you're working one-on-one with an individual towards their healing, with that being the intention. So here's what Spirit is saying to begin today's episode. Angel Reiki is so much different from Reiki that I really wish I would have called it the Angel Reiki Mediumship School, because what you're learning are the skills of mediumship, going through and understanding how to bring through angel messages for other people. So working with the angels and energy healing. And I'm also giving you the roadmap to build your own business. And I show people the roadmap of exactly how I built a six-figure business and how you can do it too. Not because it's about the money whatsoever, but because I know that what you're going to find when you jump into running your own business, and not all people come into the Angel Reiki School to start their business. About 50% of people come in just because they say, Julie, I want to develop all of my spiritual gifts at once. Perfect. That's for you. But a lot of people, 50%, come in because they do want to start their own business. And the fact of the matter is it takes a lot of knowledge and understanding of how to build up a clientele, how to run a business sustainably, because nobody wants to work for a business when you know that you can't pay them on a Friday night. You have to have that business running in a spiritual way that's serving as many people as possible, and that's stable. And so we show you how to do that. Autumn, I know that you have a bunch of questions for me. I'm going to have you take it away and share your first question about the Angel Reiki School.
Perfect. Awesome. I just want to touch base back on what you were just saying. I have seen a ton of spiritual healers, and I would just like to emphasize how other spiritual healers, they always leave you dangling. They always leave you dangling to try a different course, to put more money in and try a different class. What separated you as well from those other spiritual healers is you lay it all on the table. You give it all your information. Your integrity is so pure, and you're not wanting anything else. You're just laying it all on the table because your intention is to make the world a better place. It's not necessarily the money for you. It's the love that you put in it. And it's the authenticity. So I just wanted to say that really quick to let others know that you're not dangling the carrot. You lay it all out. And it is felt.
Oh, thank you, Autumn. I feel seen and I feel heard and I feel validated. I will say a caveat to that is we do have, and most people go through the 8-week Angel Reiki School. Last year, we've had over 500 people come through the Angel Reiki School. And of those, there's always people who are like, Julie, I just want to work with you in a mentorship capacity for a year. Can I do that? And so I ended up putting together a program where people can work with me in the Angel Reiki School for a year if they want to continue on. But you do not have to whatsoever. Everything that you need to be successful is within the 8-week Angel Reiki School. You learn all of the skills and abilities of mediumship, angel messages, energy healing, and also you have other gifts that are going to come out. So many clients that come through the Angel Reiki School, they have the gift of communicating with pets on the other side. They have the gift, and I've been going to them a lot for the doggies lately. They have the gifts of really seeing color and interpreting messages through color and aura readings. The Angel Reiki School, I was taught different modalities of connecting to past life information, which isn't something that I talk about all the time on the podcast, but it is something that we teach in the Angel Reiki School. And some folks who come through really just have that ability where the majority of information they're getting is about past life information. So the Angel Reiki School is the only place out there that I've seen, and this is why the angels channeled it through, where you can learn everything all at once and where your natural skills and abilities and unique gifts are really going to start to emerge, and you're going to get immediate feedback on those to help you continue growing as you're going through the program.
Yes, and healers all come in different forms. Like teachers are healers, hairdressers are healers. There's so many different healers out there. And yeah, I'm very excited to see the world in this new level of abundance of love from the universe.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
Okay. All righty. So I'm going to go ahead and get started with the first question that I have for you. What were your intentions, your first nudge that allowed you to start the Angel Reiki School?
I love this question. So what happens is, and I tell this to my Angel Reiki School students all the time, is that spirit places messages in front of you. And actually, I'm giving a TED Talk later today. And what I'm saying in the TED Talk is, you know, those like 6-foot statues of a dog butler with like the hands just out and there's a tray on the hands. That's how I see spirit all the time working with people. So there is just this information on this tray, right? And it's your free will to pick that information up and run with it and take action. Caveat, Archangel Michael is saying to tell you, or just side note, that there are people who are like, Julie, how do I know that the Angel Reiki School is right for me? This is how, because you will just get this information and it doesn't clear, and it won't clear in your sessions as well. So when you're in a session and you're giving a reading and this information comes in on this platter, it's your job to give that information to the client. And in the same way, when you're doing this work, and Autumn is just so on point. I mean, there are healers who come through who end up using it with their accounting, lawyers who come through, doctors, nurses, physical therapists, just so many different folks coming through and taking what they learn in the Angel Reiki School, bringing it back into their career in order to use it in some way that the angels are really working through them. In that way, the Angel Reiki School just came to me. It wasn't something that I was seeking out to do. When I get into meditation in the morning, there's just messages that are there for me every single day. And it wouldn't clear, like, create this school because people need a place where they don't have to go over to like this workshop over here, this retreat to learn mediumship, and then go to this retreat over here to learn how to bring through angel messages, and then go through this retreat over here, or this workshop to learn Reiki energy healing. Combine it all together, where the angels showed me in meditation one day, there's these 4 boxes and they all kind of build off of one another, where there's a way to include it all, combine it all, allow people's unique gifts of seeing color, of communicating with pets, and there's just dozens of more gifts, allow it to all come through at the same time. And that's one part. So spirit was showing me this line of energy from that first vision that they were showing me of just combining everything together, over to this other vision that they really wanted me to see, but also pass down to other healers who are coming up too. And that vision is, if you only work with 1,000 people a year, Spirit said, how many people will you work with over the course of 50 years? 50,000 people, right? They said, but that's not what we need from you. That's not what this planet needs from you. And so they showed me this vision of my face in a box and then all of these lines going out, connecting to all of these other faces. And then from every other person's face, and there were a lot of faces, there were all of these lines of energy connecting to all of their faces. And then lines from those kept webbing out and webbing out and webbing out. And Spirit said, Julie, what you have to realize is that as a teacher, you're not just here to do your sessions. And again, this was back in like 2016, 2017. They said, you're here to teach others how to come into their own unique form of healing. And I know that we don't think of, you know, 2015, 2016 as being a long time ago, but when I was first starting out, everybody was very much stay in your own lane. If you're a medium, stay in your own lane. If you're an energy healer, stay in your own lane. They didn't like to cross. They didn't like to bridge. And the internet has just, and really social media, completely upended all of that. Because what Spirit kept showing me is that all of these different faces need the freedom to be the healer that they're supposed to be here and not work within the box and the confines of these man-made notions that we've really had within the spiritual community, within the healing community for a very, very long time. So that I felt was my truest intention, is just to follow Spirit's orders with those two things, create something that's never been created before and do it in a way where you're teaching other people how to be teachers themselves so that they can reach as many people. And I said, Spirit, okay, if we do it this way, how many people could we reach in our lifetime? And they said, you don't see it, but you could reach 1 billion people within this lifetime with the webbing out.
That's so fascinating. And I love that because that's exactly what you do. You have created something that has never been done before. And seeing it in my mind with you explaining that, I think that's so interesting. And I'm just so grateful that you followed those steps, because the Angel Reiki School is just, it's so hard to put it into words.
Friends, I just wanted to pop on and say, I know that we're talking a lot right here about all the different facets of the Angel Reiki School and energy healing and how it works and applies to your own healing. But I just wanted to let you know, if you stay on to the very end, I'm giving you all of the details about the Angel Reiki School in person, June 1st through 2nd, 2024 in Oak Brook, Illinois. You can also find links to these details in the show notes below. Get registered, because we have very limited seating for this in-person Angel Reiki School. And so I hope you attend. I hope I see you there.
I'm going to go ahead and move on to the second question. I love this question. What is the most beautiful thing you see in your graduates? What brings you the most joy when your students succeed?
Oh, so what I was just saying is that everybody's taking it and running with it in a different way. One person is a physical therapist, and I've had her be on the podcast before. She took it and created her own program around teaching physical therapists how to be intuitive, how to integrate energy into their work. And she actually got it accredited within her state. We've had over half a dozen people write books after the Angel Reiki School and said that it inspired them to creatively birth these things into the world. People are starting podcasts, these amazing YouTube channels. And one of the things that really hurt my heart when I was up and coming, not to dwell on this, but it's just made me who I am, is that when I was getting my certification from my teacher, went through this beautiful six-month program with her. And the very last day, she was handing me my certificate. And she said, Well, first you wouldn't give it to me. Like I was reaching out to grab it. My hand was holding the certificate and I wasn't getting it. And so I looked up and my eyes met her eyes. And she goes, before I give this to you, you have to promise me that you won't teach. Well, it was Chios Energy Healing at the time, in the same city where I do. I'm the only one that teaches it here. And I was like, oh my gosh, I have just spent 6 months of my life building up this trust with you, like looking up to you. And you're telling me that I can't get my business started in the town where I live? Like, I just don't understand. But she wouldn't hand me the certificate until I said yes. And so I said yes. And that's actually why I started the podcast later on, is because she gave me these restrictions where I wasn't allowed to work in the same area that she worked. And that's not what I want for anybody who comes into the Angel Reiki school. I feel very motherly towards my students in just this one way, where I want my daughter to surpass me. I want to give her all of the information that I have, because I want her to, and I know she can, she's just ridiculously smart and bright and funny, talented. And so are all of the students that come into the school. I want to uplift you. I want to empower you. I want to give you everything that I know. And to your point before, Autumn, that's what I've seen on a lot of different programs, not to blame or shame, but a lot of people will hold back as teachers. I'm just giving you part of the information, but I'm not giving you all of it, because then you have to go into this next sector. And that's just not fair. And it's just not right. I give you everything that I know to help you build up your skills in mediumship, angel messages, energy healing, and really get your business launched, get it started in a sustainable way that's going to help you succeed and build a strong foundation.
And you're always pushing people forward. You always, I have to agree with you. You always want to see people succeed on a level that is authentic to them. And it doesn't matter if it's above or below you, you are pushing them forward. You're not holding anything over their head. And I love that integrity that you just shine out of your soul.
Oh, thank you. Well, and there's so many people doing wild things. I mean, there are two people right now, two graduates of the school, who are working on building their own in-person spiritual communities. And there's just so, like, such a wide variety of people. I have an accountant who's taken this back, and she's like, Julie, I have people who come into the office and they're like, I'm not sure why I'm telling you this. You're an accountant. She's like, well, this is why. And she'll help people work through things. There are therapists and counselors who have taken it and run with it and written books and created podcasts and are teaching other therapists how to integrate this work into theirs. There's so many different folks, and that's that web vision that I was talking about before. Like, it's happening, it's in the works, because they're teaching so many other people, and that's the way it's supposed to be.
That's amazing. That is absolutely amazing. Warms my heart.
Yay.
I'm going to ask another question. What is the biggest block you notice your students overcome going through the Angel Reiki school?
There's a lot of fear. And I noticed this in my own journey. If you've ever read Thomas More's Dark Night of the Soul, there tends to be a large, I don't love the word blockage, but for lack of a better term, a large fear energy that a lot of people have. And it's this, can I actually do this? Do I actually have these gifts? Can I really create something off of this? Can I really even help people? What can people get out of, you know, me working with them? What do I have to offer? There's so much fear that it is a large piece that people have to work through, because there is something that happens immediately when you allow yourself to dream and you allow yourself to think, where does spirit want me to go? What does spirit want me to do? How does spirit want me to help people? What are, you know, if my soul is infinite and I do have all of these gifts, talents, abilities, if I was a soul before I came to this earth and I have so much to share within this world, what was the intent of my soul before I came here? What was I really wanting to do, accomplish, and see? And it's not just one thing. It's a million things rolled into one. But there is one intention that you could look at the map of your life and say, I am here. I'm going to be 105 one day. I want to X. And so what is that for you? I know for myself, what I want to do is help as many people as possible come to a vision of hope and really believe. And I believe that the way that we live this life fully and to our best is understanding your intuition, how to connect with it, because it is the voice through which God, universe, source, angels, guides, loved ones communicate with us, following up with action, because that's where in 2006, 2005, the movie The Secret got it wrong. I was watching all those shows when that movie came out, and Ellen DeGeneres had them on, and there was so much talk about The Secret. And in that movie, they said, just write a $1 million check to yourself and then watch it come to you. But the way that they really didn't hit home to people in that movie was that you have to follow it up with work. And yes, manifestation is one of the laws of the universe, but action also is, intuitive action is also another law of the universe. And so when you are taking action on what your intuition is calling to your heart, what it actually does is lead to a place of fulfillment, which I believe is what we're all searching for. We're not searching for happiness. Happiness is an emotion that you feel fleetingly, couple moments here, couple moments there. Fulfillment is a state of being. And what is a state of being? When you love your partner, when you love your child, you're not with them 24/7, but you're still in a state of love for them, even when they're not there. And that fulfillment is a state of feeling full of all the good emotions, love, joy, peace, bliss, ease, and grace, being happy with your life, being happy with yourself, being strong and confident in who you are, knowing your purpose, even though you don't know every step that's to come, you still feel this strong foundation. And it makes you feel so full and passionate about life. I think it's interesting, this week in the news, there was something that came out. Travis Kelce was doing an interview and he's like, I just feel like I'm oozing life right now. Like, I love my life. And what he was describing is how full he feels because he's been taking action on his intuition his entire life, and it's led him to a place of fulfillment. And there are people who are doing things that are not defined as technically successful by society, but it's the person's definition of success for themselves. They're going out every day and they're offering free sessions, or they're bringing meals to people's homes. Or, you know, I was watching the news the other day and there's this guy who had an illness himself, and he thought intuitively, there has to be a drug on the market that could treat this illness too. He found it, and now he's dedicated his entire life to looking at what other medications are out there that can treat other diseases, and he's finding them for people. So our lives are not supposed to look cookie cutter. They're not supposed to look the same. And when you're listening to your own intuition, my God, is it going to lead you? That's my purpose, to help as many people as possible get there. What's yours? That's what I think every person needs to answer.
I love that. I love that. And just going through the Angel Reiki school myself, you know, I realized I did have a lot of fear entering the Angel Reiki school, but I realized that my intuition was louder than my fear. And it was almost like the fear was the conditioning parts of me. I had a lot of conditioning parts of me, but the tools you provide in the Angel Reiki school really dissolve that conditioning. It really gets down to the core part where you put your mind, body, and soul aside and just let God work through you, channeling through you what needs to be brought through. I love that answer. I love that. And just with Travis Kelce, I mean, that is just amazing. That is just, and the ultimate fulfillment. I mean, when you learn oneness and how to manage oneness through your chakra system, you begin realizing what does fulfill your soul. So I think that's really, really powerful. All right. Yeah. So what makes the Angel Reiki School so special compared to other Reiki schools out there?
There's nothing else like it out there. And I know that there are some people who have tried to kind of develop a model based off of mine, and they've never come through the Angel Reiki School before, but there isn't anything else like this out there that's bridging in all of these different formats in the exact same way that Spirit channeled it through here. And it is with this heartfelt intention of, I want to see you succeed. I want to see you grow. I want to stay in touch with you. I have so much love to give my students, and I just want the very best for them. There's also that component of, it's small, like you're in small cohorts. We do not allow this to get massive with our online Angel Reiki School, because I want you to see and feel that I know you, I know what you're going through, I'm walking you through step by step. And so I think that that all makes it very unique.
So with the in-person Reiki School, Angel Reiki School, are you keeping that small as well?
So that will be a little larger, but what we're offering to people is that they can go through that and the online piece as well.
Ooh, so it's like a 2-in-1. I love that. How does the Angel Reiki School support the students to ensure they succeed?
I think it really goes back to those smaller class sizes and also just being there for them. I know before we hopped on this call, Autumn, you were telling me a story about your cohort, and I don't want to mention any names, but maybe you want to tell that story because I think it speaks so powerfully to this.
Yes, absolutely. That's why I created this question, because I remember going through my cohorts and one of my colleagues was having issues connecting. She was saying how she's really good at everything she does. And this was really weighing on her heart that she just couldn't open up and feel Spirit talking to her. So you took time out of your day and set aside a meeting with her one-on-one, and she came back fully empowered and in tune with her gifts. So I don't know what you did in the process, what you did in the meeting, but you really, it matters to you. It matters to you, and you will make sure that everyone gets that one-on-one if they need it. But most people don't need it. Instantly, their gifts begin to come through, I believe, after the first attunement. But if that one person may need it, you will create the time to ensure that they get what they need out of the program.
Yeah. And I have my teaching in my master's degree in teaching. And I found that it's come in so handy with the over 500 students who've come through the Angel Reiki School, because each one is so different and so unique, and what they need is different. And so I would actually really love to put together a book about this, because there's so many different exercises and tools that I've channeled through, like, and Eckhart Tolle talks about this all the time. A student will come in, they'll have this unique challenge, and they'll have a different brain type, or, you know, you need to connect with them in a different way. And so I asked the angels, how is it that they're best going to learn, or what new tool do you need to use to bring through to us in this moment? And then they bring something through. I've got a log, because I love to write these down, of probably 500 different unique tools that I haven't seen out there, just based on how much that's happened over the years. And so I have this wealth of resource of working with so many other folks. And that's what you're not going to get through your local energy healing program. I think that's a really, really big misconception. And again, like I said at the beginning, I wish I could go back and rename it, but we already have the trademark for it. The Angel Reiki Mediumship School, because you're not just learning energy healing. You're learning the skills of, how do you connect with the other side in order to bring through messages? And Archangel Michael just said, this is a really big point to make. Why? What is the intention behind bringing through messages? Well, if you just go through your local energy healing program, Reiki energy healing, Chios energy healing are two modalities that keep your clients dependent on you. So when you go in for an energy healing session, you have the person work on your energy, you leave and you feel better. Your energy feels like it's in oneness and you leave feeling that, keeping it for a couple hours, maybe if you're lucky a day, maybe if you're really, really lucky, you can hold that energy for 7 days, but then it fades out. And energy healing clients are reliant on their practitioners to keep coming back again and again and again and again to get that same feeling. With Angel Reiki, what we do is teach the client and empower the client how to feel that for themselves. But the reason that people keep coming back to their old set point of energy is because in a silent energy healing practice like Reiki or Chios, you're not working with the energy of the mind. And the energy of the mind is actually where the emotions start in the body that create the vibrations that you're feeling. So when you become an Angel Reiki Master Teacher and get your certifications through the Angel Reiki School that I created, what you're learning how to do is to connect with spirit in an intent that's not connecting for yourself and your own messages. You're connecting and learning how to bring through messages to other people. And this takes a lot of skill and responsibility. When you bring through messages to them, let's say a client comes in to see me for a session and I see her crying in the shower, just really, really down. And her grandma comes in and says, listen, she's really down because her egoic mind keeps coming in saying she's never going to find someone. She's in her late 20s. She wants to meet the person of her dream. She wants to have a family. She wants her life to begin. And she's just feeling like it's never going to come. And so she's shut down and she's put up these energetic boundaries around her. Would you please tell my granddaughter that she's going to meet her person? She's going to have those babies. Everything is going to come. And grandma then shows me an image. This is a true story of her holding these two babies on the other side. So I don't know my client from boo, but this is what comes out in her session. I tell her this and she goes, oh my God, there's no way you could have known that. What happens in a session where you're holding oneness energy, you're teaching a client how to get into that, you're bringing through messages, is that something shifts then for that client where now they go back into their lives, they're holding the same high vibrational frequency. But as soon as this negative thought starts coming into their head, what if I'm never going to have that family life I want? The person's session gives them the strength to go, no, my grandma just came in and she said she's got the two babies on the other side. I'm meeting my person. This is happening. That person is no longer holding on to that energy block. They are going full force towards their personal unique path as a soul here on this earth. And that's where they start to feel fulfillment in their lives because they're not held back. They're not restricted anymore. They're keeping in their own vibration, not allowing the fear to overcome them. And so that's the power of Angel Reiki. You're not going to get that from your local Reiki practitioner. I have, and this just breaks my heart. And I met with a person the other week who listens to the podcast and she's listened from the beginning. And she goes, Julie, I know that you don't want to sell yourself. I can feel that as I listen to your podcast, you don't want to sell in certain ways. And I'm like, absolutely. I don't want to do that at all. It doesn't feel comfortable to me. And she goes, but people are going into different programs because you're not telling people who you are and where your stuff is unique. And the fact of the matter is that this program has something very unique to offer that's shifting people's lives. And once you learn this modality, you understand how to shift people's lives too. And the second thing is, when you go into a energy healer's office and they haven't built the success that you want to see in your own life, they don't have the roadmap to teach you how to get there. And that's why I give that roadmap to people. I want to empower you to succeed in every way, shape, and form. And going back to what just breaks my heart into pieces is, at least once a week, I get an email from somebody who's like, Julie, I felt so called with my heart to do the Angel Reiki school, but I didn't do it. I went with a local program and I'm just so disappointed. What can I do? And I don't know exactly what to say, because I don't want to tell people, like, come to this program. You're going to get so much more than you know. But that's the truth. That's the truth.
It is absolutely the truth. And that's what's so hard. I think I mentioned earlier how it's so hard to put the Angel Reiki School in words. But I can kind of go over my own personal experience with the Angel Reiki School if we have time.
Oh, yeah, I'd love that.
So before the Angel Reiki School, I was in a lot of dis-ease. I would be physically sick, a lot of tension, just a lot of dis-ease in the body. When I started the Angel Reiki School, I learned how to handle the energy that wasn't mine. I learned how to interpret the energy around me. Sometimes I had energy around me that was archangels, but I didn't realize they were angels until I went through the Angel Reiki School and separated. I learned patience and to separate the energies. So now I can pinpoint who it is and it doesn't feel like it's so bombarded. I feel more spacious. I would have a lot of anxieties and fears, and the pressure would consume my energy each and every day. Not only does the Angel Reiki School open you up to God-given gifts, it heals you on a metaphysical level because you understand the universe in a more loving, vibrational way. You understand the importance of chakras and their functions and how to heal them. And you understand how to keep energy in motion. You understand how to handle your emotions. During the Angel Reiki School, I wasn't sure if I was completely made out to be a medium, but after each attunement, I realized my gifts were opening up at a vast rate, and the fear in me was just the gatekeeper. It was crucial for me to listen to God's calling, and it was where I found my soul, my home, my love, and my gratitude, faith, and trust. In today's world, we have the tools to transmute energy, to work with our angels, and to allow ease in. And it's essential to use these tools, but you learn them in the Angel Reiki program. Energy cannot be destroyed or created. It can only be transmuted. I realized that after completing the school. These tools are tools from God. The tools that you teach us in the Angel Reiki School, I mean this with my whole heart, they are tools from God. They unlock something within you that open you up to love. The tools and knowledge you provide from your own inner wisdom opened my intuition to a capacity that was completely untapped until all the attunements were completed. So after the third attunement, I realized, oh my goodness, like, who am I? I believed I was something special, because each and every one of us are. We are uniquely gifted, and each gift is special. And you should cherish your own gift. God is working through our healers, light workers, etc. And that is why we are feeling the tap. I feel like there's so many people feeling the tap. I talk to people daily about joining the Angel Reiki School, but again, they're just on this teeter totter. That tap is the divine calling. It's the divine calling to sign up, to believe in yourself, to trust yourself that you are so worth this. And if you're not wanting to start the business, it is crucial for you to enjoy life with ease, to know the difference between your energy and outside energy, to know how to regulate the energy inside of you to come from a place of love each and every day, because the world needs more love.
Yeah, that's amazing. You know, Autumn, a lot of people ask, what's the difference between the membership and the Angel Reiki School? And it speaks to so much of what you just said. You don't have to come through the Angel Reiki School only if you want to start your own business. It's there for everybody who wants to develop all of their gifts to the max in order to serve this world in some capacity. any capacity. And what I see like 100% of the time is people come in with that fear. I don't know, Julie, why I'm here. I don't know why Spirit is calling me over to the Angel Reiki school. I just know that they are. And then because they chose to follow that of their free will, like I say in the podcast all the time, you just get one breadcrumb at a time. They get into the Angel Reiki school and they get into the information, and Spirit shows them this vision of where they're going next and that next step for them. And they're like, oh my God, I couldn't have done it without the knowledge that I got in the Angel Reiki school, but it totally showed me where I'm supposed to go. And the Angel membership is there for people who are going through their own spiritual awakening, who want a continual community, who just want to learn about their intuition for themselves, but it's not going to open you up to all of your different spiritual gifts. That is what the Angel Reiki School is there for, to open you up to all of your new unique gifts. The Angel membership is there for you to do your work on yourself. There is so much work to learn how to work with your inner child, to release a lot of these fears that we've held on to into the past, to understand what our purpose is, to just hear the voice initially that is your intuition, to be able to connect with our loved ones on the other side. And that brings you to a fullness within yourself of who you are, why you're here as a soul, but it doesn't develop all of your spiritual gifts to the max. That's what the Angel Reiki School is here for, because we're supposed to be using it to serve in some way. And I'm so excited. I want to look through. So I created a PDF because we are doing the Angel Reiki School in person. Now, normally we just do the Angel Reiki School online since COVID started 5 years ago now, 4 years ago now. We've always started it a new class on the first of each month. And when you come into the online class, it is about 6 hours of work a week, 5.5 to 6. So think about like an hour a day or a little less. And when you're going through the 8-week program online, I'm meeting with you 4 Saturdays in group. Out of those, you come in, you say, Julie, this is how my session went last week. This happened. How would you have handled it differently? We experience share. We answer your questions. It's wonderful. And we haven't done the Angel Reiki School in person since right before COVID in 2020. So many people loved it in person. So I decided to give it a try. And people have said, well, is this going to happen every single year? Are going to do it again every single year, once a year in person? And I just can't commit to that right now because it's just very different right now. We live in a very different world post-COVID, and it's a lot of energy to run an in-person event. And I want to see what happens with this one. If this one is successful and we have a good turnout, we'll continue to do it. About half of the online Angel Reiki schools sell out throughout the year. And so again, if we have that success with the in-person one, we'll continue to do it. And if people don't want to go in person and they're cool with just online, then we'll just stick that way too. So if you want this to continue in person, please help it succeed and go over and learn more about it. You can go over to theangelmedium.com, go to Get Certified or the Angel Reiki School tab. You'll see all of this different information that we've got that walks you through all of the details. Where we're having it in person, it's Saturday. It's all day Saturday. And let's see, 8 to 9, 9 to 10, 10 to 11, 11 to 12, about 4 hours on Sunday. And again, when you come in person, you get that online component, you get the in-person component as well. And I'm just going through because I created this beautiful PDF to share with everybody with all of the little details. It's in Oak Brook, Illinois, and we can get you all the details. We've got a small room block, so if you want to get a room at the hotel, please register first come, first serve. Let's see. I put in this PDF, picture yourself with 111% confidence, never worried about which way to go in life because you've activated your intuition fully. You're in constant dialogue with your angels and they give you clarity unlike anything you've heard before. If your heartfelt desire is to serve others, see yourself so gifted in mediumship, angel messages, and energy healing that you could read a person in an instant and bring through them messages of total peace, ease, clarity. That is the Angel Reiki School is for you. Again, the Angel Reiki School is going to help you develop all of your gifts simultaneously. The 8-week online, you can join anytime and tell us which month you want to start. Because it sells out about half of the months each year, a lot of people register and just let us know, hey, I'm registering, but I want to start June 1st, July 1st. That is totally fine. But the in-person, we just have these two dates, June 1st and 2nd in Oak Brook, Illinois. Friends, if you're not sure about whether or not the Angels Reiki School is right for you, I hope today clarified, but if you still need more, talk to me, book a discovery call with me. I'd love to hop on and kind of hear what you're thinking, what your questions are, and answer all of those for you. If you go over to the show notes, you can book a discovery call there.
With the discovery call, Julie, if it's your first discovery call, I think I read in the PDF that you get a free gift.
You do. Yes, you do. And it's going to help you tremendously on your path to becoming a healer. All right. I put in this PDF again, Julie. This is the question I always get. But Julie, what if I don't have any gifts? And I wrote 99% of students starting the Angel Reiki School all say the same two things. Julie, what if I'm not gifted? What if other people are gifted, but I'm not? And I don't know exactly why Spirit is calling me to the Angel Reiki School, but I know that they keep pressing this on my heart. Friends, 99% of our graduates, we've surveyed this, say that they were scared to join the Angel Reiki School and that it took a lot of courage. But that once they got into the program, they found that they're not only highly gifted, but Spirit showed them exactly what to do with those gifts. So again, if you're looking to attend in person, this is your chance. June 1st and June 2nd, Oak Brook, Illinois. We've got an early bird rate. We're calling it a pre-launch price that ends April 16th. We've got an early bird rate after that. And then the standard rate takes effect. But you're not going to get a lower rate to book the in-person Angel Reiki School than right now. And there's also VIP bonus if you want to join the VIP section. I am taking everybody out who's a VIP for dinner one evening. We're also going to have a couple extra. I think it's three extra classes for the VIPs together, just to spend a little extra time together. Now, one thing that I want to cover too is, and I know that I'm bouncing all over the place in this podcast, friends. I'm sorry. I hope you're getting what you need. The 1-year Angel Reiki School program is something that there's just a lot of people who come through the Angel Reiki School. And I'll say it like this. So many people come through the Angel Reiki School and are like, Julie, I've got what I need. I've got the blueprint. I'm going to go out. I'm going to start my business. Yay. I'm backing you. I'm rooting for you. I'm your cheerleader. And there's a couple of people here and there who are like, Julie, I just want to learn everything that you know. I want to work with you for a year. I want that extra mentorship. And for those folks, I created a 1-year extended program of the Angel Reiki School that builds off of those skills and abilities that you get in the Angel Reiki School. So you come through the 8-week Angel Reiki School, you're getting the skills of mediumship, angel messages, energy healing, your own unique gifts are coming out. These things are starting to weave together for you. And because I had this group of people who was coming to me saying, Julie, can you mentor me for longer term? I wanted to put together a program for them. And so if I'm offering you something, I believe in karma and I want you to get so much more than you paid for. It's just how I operate. Because of that, for the 1 year folks. I also put together a spiritual coaching certification program for them too. So the people who stay in the Angel Reiki School for the full year get that spiritual coaching certification and get to work with me twice a month in our group meetings. And I get to really encourage you forward and starting your business. And you just get that added value of working with me for an entire year, having me to bounce things off of. Just had one person yesterday send me her website. Julie, would you look through this? I got my website done for the business. Awesome. Another person the other day sent me over her mission statement for her business. So I'm constantly just in relationship with them, helping them get their business up and running. And not everybody, Spirit's like, not everybody wants to start a business. There's some people who just want to work with me for a year in mentorship. It's great for that as well.
Julie, I believe I saw in the PDF as well, if they do join a business or start a business, they could use this course as a tax write-off as well.
Yeah. Yeah. So we have the course designed so that we want you to be able to pay it off within 11 to 12 sessions out of getting out of the Angel Reiki School program, building up your clientele, which is actually just 1 week's worth of work. And we also want you to be able to, if you do start a business, consult your tax advisor in your area, because it could be a complete tax write-off for your business if you start an LLC in the same year. So we're at the Hilton Chicago Oak Brook Hills Resort and Conference Center. It's got a beautiful outdoor pool. I don't know if it's got an indoor pool, but I thought I saw that as well. Very just serene. I chose this location because it's on a very large golf course in Oak Brook. And all of the windows are just massive in the building. And when you look out, there's just this serene golf course. And just the beauty of the landscape brings me a lot of peace and ease. So I thought it was a great place to be able to run the Angel Reiki School in person. Another thing Spirit's saying to mention is we have a 100% graduation rate. So we really pride ourselves on working with everyone to make sure that they graduate. And we also have an angel guarantee that if you come into, I can't offer this for the in-person, but if you come into the online program and you say, Julie, I've decided that this isn't the route that I really want to go. If you let us know within the first 10 days of signing up for the online Angel Reiki School only, we will allow you to transfer that over into the membership so that you have the VIP membership for the year. One more thing, frequently asked question too, is do I need any previous experience? No, you do not need any previous experience at all. I would say 67 to 70% of students who come through the Angel Reiki School do so without any prior background whatsoever. And I really feel like that statistic highlights our ability to take everybody, no matter where their starting point is at, and get them to where they need to be. Probably about 30 to 33% of people who do come through the Angel Reiki School have their Reiki Master Teacher certification or some Reiki training. I'm not saying that because you need it. You don't need that whatsoever. I'm saying that to emphasize that people have not gotten what they needed in a Reiki training program alone. And so they end up coming through the Angel Reiki School because what they were really looking for from the get-go is not a silent energy healing practice, but something that teaches them how to bring through messages. And that's what they're going to get out of the Angel Reiki School. So that's why they come through. So when you come through the Angel Reiki School, you're getting a couple of different certifications. You're now getting your certification in mediumship, in angel messages, and as an Angel Reiki Master Teacher. So you have those different certifications in order to start your own business. And again, if you stay in for the entire 1 year course, you also get your spiritual coaching certification as well. We do have a payment plan if people purchase the 1 year Angel Reiki School. So friends, that's it. I love you so much. If you want more information, go over to theangelmedium.com/get-certified. That information is in the show notes below. Register for a discovery call. Give me a call. We will touch base with you. Make sure that this is the right fit for you. And I know that you're just going to love it and it's going to change your life. Autumn, what are your last thoughts?
I am so excited for people to step out of their mind and into their soul with the program that you offer. Thank you so much for having me on today. It was such a pleasure. And I am just so grateful for all that you do to bring the vibration of this earth to a higher frequency of all that is.
Yay. And as I'm ending this, I swear to God, the angels are coming in and they're so excited because they're just so excited to meet you who's listening in person, June 1st, June 2nd, 2024. Your angels are so excited to meet you, to show you how they've been working through you so that you can communicate with them fully and bring this work into your everyday life, into everything that you do, into your relationships, into your business, into your career path, no matter what that might be.
Thank you so much, Julie, for having me today.
All right, friends, that's today's episode. I will see you in Oak Brook, Illinois, June 1st and June 2nd, 2024.